Steve McGuire, University of Ottawa, chemistry, fourth year PhD, but I am speaking about my master's research, also at U of O, entitled Magnetic Field Control of Silver Nanoparticle Formation. Now, nanoparticles were the hot insta-published buzzword about 5 years ago, and are defined as chunks of something, anything really, measuring less than 100 nanometers in at least one dimension. Now, before you can use them in your research, you need to make the little buggers, preferably as simply and as cheaply as possible, and with a minimum of horrible toxic byproducts. This is where I come in. So all I used to do this was a silver salt, so Ag+, a lamp, and a photosensitizer. Now this last molecule is the bit that makes everything happen, because what it does is react with light to produce a free radical. A free radical being a molecule containing an unpaired electron. Now that's the important part, because if that electron can be donated to the silver plus, which turns it into a silver atom of neutral metal, and that atom combines with another atom of silver metal, which agglomerates into a clump, and then that clump clumps together with another clump, and then so on and so forth, until you get a little metal nanoparticle between 5 and 10 nanometers across. So you can tell it's working when your colorless solution turns yellow. Yes, I know exactly what it looks like. I've heard pretty much every joke. Alright, that was fun, but it's not really new. I mean, it's been done before. So my contribution to science involves magnets. How do they work? Well, it turns out that these free radicals are incredibly reactive, and they can react with pretty much anything they come in contact with, including themselves. So if you apply a magnetic field, however, some of these side reaction pathways get shut off for reasons which won't fit into a 2-minute clip, and then the radical lives longer, so basically it has more time to float around and find the silver atom and transfer that electron. As a result, you get a faster rate of nanoparticle generation, and all that's required for this are some photons and a complete lack of noxious chemicals and the magnet. As to what you can do with these things, that would be somebody else's project. My supervisor in this work was Professor Tito Scaiano of the University of Ottawa. I also had mentoring from postdoc Dr. Carolina Aliaga, and the electron microscope images were obtained by Deshaun Wang of the National Research Council of Canada. Funding was provided by the Natural Sciences and Engineering Research Council of Canada, or NSERC.